welcome to already the second episode of Gur Codes. In this episode, a level 100 session again, although it might be come in handy if you already have some knowledge on how to build a Xamarin Forms application. In this episode, we will look at custom renderers. As you might know, when you have worked with Xamarin Forms before, they have already implemented a lot of platform renderers already. This is the bit of magic that they use to transform the abstract button or entry or whatever control you are defining in your XAML or code to transform it to its native counterpart. So if you look at this slide on the left, you will see a button is defined in code. And through the platform renderer that the awesome developers at Xamarin have developed for us, it will transform the button, the C# button, into a Android widget button, or a UI button in the case of iOS, or just the system Windows button in the case of UWP. Or maybe this is Windows Phone, I'm not sure on this one. So that's how the magic works, that's under the hood for Xamarin Forms. And of course, you can hook into that yourself to create a more native look or access some more native properties. So in this episode, we're going to look at how to do that. First, let's start off with a new project. I'll just be using a blank forms app for this, and let's call it Gur Codes custom renderer. I'll be looking at Android and iOS, just like the last episode. If you have been watching that one, my Android emulator or Xamarin Android is still broken, so I will only be showing you this on iOS, but try out for yourself to do it on Android. And I will still be using the portable class library and XAML for my layouts. So let's just go with this. Check the Git so I can add it to GitHub later on for you to see for yourself. And then it's going to load up a bit. So as we've seen last time, this is the default Xamarin Forms project layout. I don't need the getting started anymore. So here's our PCL code. Here is where we would normally have all of our controls, or not even normally, we just have all our controls here. In this case, the label, as we've seen last time as well. And let's transform this into an entry. And that's that. If we just run this, we will see the entry coming up for iOS. And we can enter text in it. And it will look like a normal iOS entry. So as you might expect from a solution like Xamarin Forms is that it implements only the most common denominator. So only the properties that are available on every platform are available to you through Xamarin Forms, because it wouldn't make any sense if there is a property that is only available on Android to open it up, and on the other platforms it doesn't do anything, so that wouldn't make any sense. So only the properties are implemented which are common between all the platforms. Okay, and meanwhile, here's our iOS app, and you can work with this entry as you would expect. Now we're going to see how to access the native properties of this entry. So as I've just shown you, this entry is translated under the hood through the platform renderers, again created by the people at Xamarin. But we can replace that and fire off our own logic there. To do that, you have to go into the platform specific project. And what I like to do is add a new folder called custom renderers or whatever. And you can create a new class in here. New file, just a normal class, nothing specific here, and you could call it the entry renderer. And for this to work, you need to inherit from the entry renderer. It's already there. So you can see my naming is very bad here, so I need to do Xamarin Forms. Whoops. Platform iOS entry renderer. And now we can start working with our own renderer. So we override the on element changed, which is the preferred way to do this. In here, the translation from the Xamarin Forms control to the native control is done. And in here, you have a couple of properties that you can work with. The most important one is the control. This will hold the native control, so we have to check if the control isn't null anymore, so we can work with it. And if it isn't, then we can just access all the properties that are in the iOS native control here. So, for instance, let's have a look at the background color, which is a UI color, and we can say, okay, is UI color dot from, whoops, we need the static one, not a new one. Let's create the using UI color from RGB. Let's give it a nice background color. And also, what we can do here is to say, okay, I want a different border for it. So we can set the border style and we can set it to a line. Okay, so now we've worked all of a sudden with some iOS specific code, like the UI color and that kind of stuff. But we can also access the forms element here, which is contained in the element property. Of course, you can also check if the element isn't null as well. But you could also get properties from your Xamarin Forms element like this and work with them here. There's one more important thing we need to do to make all of this work, because now we have created our renderer and it will do something on the element changed. But we need to let our app know that there is a custom renderer in place, which we want to use instead of the default one. And we can do this by adorning the namespace with the assembly attribute and then say export renderer, which wants two types. Let's add this one. It wants two types, the handler and the target. I actually always get confused because with these ones, because I never know. Whoops. Because handler sounds like the class that's going to handle this custom rendering, right? So, but actually, the handler here is the target that you want to apply this custom renderer to. So I want to apply this to the entry, and I want the entry to be rendered by our entry renderer. Again, naming should have been done different because now it will get confused. I want to use mine. And that's it. If we would now run the app again, we will see that the app comes up and our entry should be right there with a nice background color. Okay, nothing is coming up. Ah, I see. I removed the base call here. You should leave that in place so all the other elements, all the other properties are applied. So let's just keep this here, run it again. And then we definitely should see our entry with a purplish background color, and the border style is just a single thin line. If we would change this to, I don't know, a bezel, what does that look like? you will see it immediately taking effect on this entry. Okay, it looks a little bit different. So because you are overriding the platform renderer, as it says in the name, it is for a specific platform. So if you want to implement a similar look for Android, you should go into your Droid project, add a folder, although you don't have to, of course, create a custom renderer folder, and also add a new file, which is the entry renderer again. And again, you would override. Okay, I should have done the naming differently this time. Let's just do that. Entry renderer Android, that's better. And we have to override the entry renderer, which is default from Xamarin. And this should be consistent, of course. Or we could just leave it out altogether. And we can again override the on element changed and leave the base in place this time. And here we can check again. And you'll see that the control is now not a UI entry, but it's a entry edit entry, text, sorry, for Android. So if we go into this, we check if it's not null. And you can now specify all kinds of different properties. Like again, a background color, but also this will be a bit different, which will be a... Oh, we have to use the set background color actually. Set background color. Get a color which is Android specific. Azure, to be stay in the Microsoft terms. So unfortunately I can't show you this, but don't hesitate to check out the code and check it out yourself. And now if there was a UWP project, you would have to implement it for this platform as well. Or of course, if you just want the control to look different on one platform, or just access some properties of the native controls, you can do so for one platform and not do it for the other. The other platforms aren't affected by it. So you can just implement it for one platform and not the other, and just leave the default rendering in place. There's one thing I forgot here. I need to export the renderer for Android as well. Export renderer and import it. Type of entry. Type of entry renderer Android. But there's one downside of doing it like this. Now we are rendering every entry. So if I was to add another one here, and I'd need to wrap it into a stack layout, of course. Stack layout, or no, you should use a grid actually, but I'm going to use it stack layout for now. And move this here. Oops, that's a bit much. And we don't need this. Okay, so now we have two entries. And let's do it like this. And when I run this, both entries will be affected by the custom renderer that we have just created, the iOS one, of course. But what if you want to have a custom control which looks like what you want? The solution is pretty obvious. Just create a new control in your shared project. Add, let's do it in another folder, controls, add new file, and let's call it my entry, which does nothing more than just inherit from the normal entry. And of course, if you'd like, you could add some properties here, which will be available to you from the custom renderer through the element property. But I'm just gonna leave it at a custom, at the default entry for now. And when we would now go into the renderer, we'd say, no, I'd like this to be the my entry. And then you probably, well, it's still an entry, so you can leave it like this. And now we just have to replace one here through the, I don't have the namespace yet. So let's add a new namespace. XML NS controls is CLR namespace. Codes custom, what did I call it? Custom renderer dot controls. That should be it. Now I should have the controls my entry. And when we run it now, it should just style my entry and not every entry in my entire project. And as you can see, only the my entry control is now styled and the normal entry is just left the way it is. And that is basically how you work with custom renderers. There are a lot of other renderers available. If you just check the IntelliSense here, you can see there's an, or better yet, let's look in here. You can see a box renderer, page renderer, button renderer. For each control, there should be a renderer. So you can work with anything and override any default behavior that you want this way. So go ahead, have a play with it. And if you have anything cool to share, I'd love to see it. And that's what I have today for you in this episode. I hope you liked it. I hope it was better than the last episode. And I'm continually going to improve, I hope. Please subscribe to my channel or find me on my blog, and hopefully you'll watch the next episode.